Moses went up the mountain. He returned with the renewal of the covenant of God. A covenant that defined the role of God with the people and the role of the people with God and with one another. We are told he brings down the tablets that have the Ten Commandments, the Ten Words. These principles, doctrines, codes, fundamentals, qualities of the way in which God's people were to live. Of how they were to be in relationship with God and how they were to be in relationship with one another. For they are about to enter a new land, and with that a new beginning for God's people. It was a time of preparation, a time for readiness. Jesus goes upon the top of the mount. And when he teaches the same theme, echoing back to the words of Moses. He opens the hearts and the minds of the people. Shares lessons that are to be practiced for a lifetime. How God's people are to be a people of blessedness, of joy, and of contentment. And how we live in relationship with God, in communion with God, and with one another. And so as Jesus teaches, as he goes upon the mountain, is a time of preparation of a new time, a new era, a new kingdom. And so as we looked last week, the focus begins inward, a realization of our own helplessness, of being poor in spirit, the necessity to rely upon God, how we are lifted up by God's Spirit. And God shares with us a joy that is untouchable. We are also a people who know our unworthiness, dependent upon God's mercy and God's grace. We mourn because we are desperately sorry for the sinfulness of which we are convicted, and the death of Jesus in our stead. And in our place. We are a people who are meek because we recognize how little is known, the necessity for us to learn and to grow, to be open to greater understanding, to be a part of what awaits us, to look ahead and to see a new future. Two fortune tellers were sharing with one another, and one of them kind of begins to think and says, I see a hot summer coming. The other one begins to think, and she says, yes, it reminds me of the summer of 2092. I'll wait. Get it? No? No? If you sit there, I get to pick on you. Did you know that?
I'm moving.
But we are to be a people who look forward. To look forward with anticipation of what is to come. And to prepare ourselves for all that is and all that awaits us. It is a time for renewal. And to be built up so then we can focus on our outward expressions. And how we relate with one another. As Jesus goes on to say that we are to be a people of righteousness, we are to want goodness, we are to desire goodness, and we do so consistently with God. We are to be a people who hunger as if we are starving, who thirst as if we are dying, for this sense of goodness amongst all people. And we want the whole thing, not just part, not just some. But our interest, our investment, is in the quality of life in each and every person. An investment into each and everyone's well-being for what is right. Jesus shares how we are to be merciful. And we have to understand the great depths of which he is speaking. We are not just to identify with others, but as if we are inside their skin, seeing with their eyes, feeling their feelings, thinking with their minds, going through what they are going through. By having this relationship, by having this understanding, it cannot help but impact us in tremendous ways. And with this understanding, it leads to a greater sense of tolerance and an ability for forgiveness. There is a French proverb that says, "To know all is to forgive all." To know all is to forgive all. And we learned this from God. For God comes to be with us, within us. God knows us. God is inside our life. And with that is forgiveness. We further focus on how we are to be a people that are pure in heart. We are to be a people who give and who sacrifice. We don't do so for self-approval. We don't do so to be heroic. We don't do so even for self-satisfaction, to gain prestige, or to feel some sense of piety. We do so and expect nothing in return. We do so because we can't help ourselves in sacrificing for one another. And we are to be peacemakers. Peacemakers. In an attempt to establish right relationships amongst people, to make peace through struggle if necessary, to respond as a situation demands, and to take action. We are not peace lovers. We do not evade issues, but we are to strive for the highest good amongst all people, that they may experience peace with God and peace as an individual. Peace among other persons and oneself. Peace amongst one another. Peacemakers who call out those who obstruct this peace, who get in the way. To struggle and to take action. With that, Jesus shares that we are to be persecuted. We will be scorned or harassed, maybe even suffer, because we are not to conform with the powers of the flesh or the powers of the world. We are children of God. We are doing God-like work. And so we do so in the midst of this world in which we live. It is for that we strive and we hunger. Jesus shares the image that we are to be then salt of the earth. In Jesus' day, the salt was a preservative. It was used for flavoring, and therefore it had great value. And so then we are to show a sense of worthiness to every person. We are to bring a sense of worthiness to every individual, and as a disciple, we are so valuable in the world in which we live. We're also to be a light. A great wildlife expert was giving a seminar
people were learning about his experiences around the world, and someone asked the question, is it really true that, you know, if you light a torch that you will be safe from all the wild animals? And the expert says, well, it depends on how fast you carry it. But we are to boldly stand as that light, a reflection of the light of God. We are not the source of the light. We don't kindle our own light. But we reflect that light. And with that is a life that is shining and a life that is attractive to others. We are to be a light in which we guide and which we lead. We are to be a light in which we serve as a warning. Shine it in the darkness that surrounds us. Illuminate where there is weakness and where there is danger. We do so in our conversation. We do so in our interactions with one another. We do so in our sense of compassion. We do so in our everyday life. Moses went upon the mountain and came down with the 10 words. Part of a long, long covenant history of God and the world. Brings guiding principles of which we are to live by, we are to strive for. Defines our relationship with God and how we are to live with our neighbor. In preparation for the people entering that new land. Jesus on the Sermon on the Mount causes us to recognize as well that relationship with God. The role that we have in that relationship, how we see ourselves and how we see one another. To be disciples of goodness and well-being. Concerned for the welfare of one another. And we do so in preparation of a kingdom that is emerging in our midst, of which we strive and of which we hope. Amen.